This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump Saturday urged Republicans who run the Senate to consider without delay his upcoming nomination to fill the U.S. Supreme Court vacancy created by the death of the Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg just 6 weeks before the presidential election. Mr. Trump says he's already has a short list of possible Supreme Court nominees.
I've gotten to know many of them. I think it's probably, from a legal standpoint, from a sophisticated understanding of the law, from a constitutional standpoint, I think it's the greatest list ever assembled.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky vowed Friday, just hours after Ginsburg's death, to call for a vote for Mr. Trump's upcoming nominee. Democrats say it's hypocrisy after McConnell refused to consider then-President Barack Obama's nominee, Judge Merrick Garland, 11 months before the 2016 election. The remaining Supreme Court justices and two former colleagues are speaking out about their colleague Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died Friday at the age of 87. AP's Ben Thomas.
The justices all wrote of Ginsburg's undying devotion to the law and her grace as a colleague. Chief Justice John Roberts describes her as a jurist of historic stature and a tireless and resolute champion of justice. Justice Clarence Thomas calls Ginsburg a dear colleague and friend, a superb judge who gave her best and exacted the best from each of us, whether in agreement or disagreement. While Justice Sonia Sotomayor calls Ginsburg an American hero who spent her life fighting for the equality of all people. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And again, Ginsburg died Friday at the age of 87. She had been battling cancer on and off. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.